Welcome to OV English School. Today's story is about a tiny chip that caused big trouble for car factories around the world. A small part can stop a very large machine. That is what happened here. One missing semiconductor helped delay cars, raise costs, and worry governments. As you listen, think about this question. How can something so small create such a large problem? In Germany, Lena stood on the factory floor and watched a line of cars stop moving. The workers were ready. The machines were ready. But one tiny part had not arrived. It was a semiconductor, also called a chip. Modern cars need many of them. They help control brakes, screens, safety systems, and engines. Without them, a car cannot be finished. Lena had seen small delays before, but this one felt much bigger. Orders were late in one factory, then another, and then another. Soon, managers in different countries were talking about the same problem. The shortage was no longer local. It had become global. That made it hard to ignore because car factories depend on chips every day. The story began during the early months of the pandemic. Many people stayed home. They bought laptops, tablets, webcams, and game consoles. These products all need chips too, so chip companies focused on electronics demand, which was rising quickly. At the same time, car companies cut their own chip orders. They thought people would buy fewer cars for a long time. That decision seemed safe at first, but the world changed faster than expected. Car sales returned more quickly than many companies had predicted. Then automakers tried to order chips again. By that time, chip factories were already busy. They had given their production space to other customers. The result was a long wait. This kind of sudden change is often called demand whiplash. It means demand moves sharply in one direction, then sharply in another. Businesses do not like that. Factories plan months ahead. They cannot instantly make more chips because chip plants are complex and slow to build. So, when car makers came back, they found themselves at the end of a very long line. Lena saw the effect in simple numbers. One missing chip could delay one car. One delayed car could mean one unhappy customer. When that happened across many factories, the effect became huge. Some plants slowed down. Some paused work for hours or days. In a few places, workers were sent home early because there was nothing to assemble. The shortage also changed prices. When supply is low and demand is high, companies often pay more. That extra cost can move down the chain. Car makers may pay more for parts, and buyers may later pay more for vehicles. Even people who never heard about semiconductors could feel the impact when a car became harder to find or more expensive to buy. The problem showed how connected modern life has become. A chip made in one place can affect a car in another country, a farmer buying equipment, or a family waiting for a new vehicle. Most people never see these tiny parts. They are hidden inside products, but when they are missing, the hidden system becomes visible very quickly. After the shortage grew, governments started paying attention. Leaders in the United States, Europe, and parts of Asia talked about making more chips at home or closer to home. They offered support for new chip factories. Their goal was to make supply chains stronger and less fragile. If too much production sits in only a few places, one shock can spread too far. Still, building a chip plant is not easy. It costs a lot of money. It also takes years before it can produce enough chips. So the answer was not simple. Companies and governments had to think about balance. Should they keep using very lean systems that save money? Or should they keep more inventory, even if that costs more? Too little stock can cause shortages. Too much stock can waste money. For Lena, the lesson was practical. She could not control the global market, but she could see the real result on her factory floor. A small missing chip could stop a car, delay a customer, and shake a whole business. That is why the chip shortage became such a big economic story. It was about more than one factory. It was about how one tiny part can move through a world that is tightly connected. Question: what did Lena see at the factory? Answer: she saw workers and machines waiting because one tiny chip had not arrived. Why did chip demand rise during the pandemic? Answer: people bought more laptops, webcams, and game consoles while staying home. Question: what is demand whiplash? Answer, it is when demand changes very quickly. First down, and then up again. Question, why did car makers have trouble getting chips later? Answer, chip factories were already busy with other customers, and production cannot change fast. What did governments try to do after the shortage? Answer, they tried to support more chip production at home or closer to home. Now you can see how one small part can affect cars, prices, and even government policy. That is the power of a global supply chain. Thanks for learning with me today. For more lessons like this, visit ovieenglish.com. See you next time.